Hey, this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. I'm here with Dennis Cashier with the Helping Hands Food Pantry, talking about the areas and communities they serve.
The food pantry, we basically serve Marysville and Marshall County.
Dennis explains the history of the food pantry.
The food pantry, it's been around for about 60 years. It's part of the National Harvesters Organization, and our goal, or what we mainly do, is we provide food assistance for those who need it. We're currently located at 401 Calhoun, and we went there in 2015. Before that, we were housed in the basement of the Presbyterian Church.
He explains their hours and access, describing how often the pantry is open and what people need to do if they or someone they know needs assistance.
We serve clients on Thursdays from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock down at the food pantry. And you can basically just come down. Families in need of food are welcome to visit any time that the pantry is open. I want to remind people that this is a food assistance program, so you're only able to get food like in 5 week intervals, and that the qualifications for the food pantry, because it is in the Harvesters Organization, it is income based as to whether or not you qualify for the benefits from the food pantry.
Dennis outlines how the pantry measures impact.
Well, that's pretty tough. Hopefully we're helping people meet their nutritional needs. Like I said before, we don't provide everything that they need for their diets, but we're helping to assist them and supplement what they already have at home.
He describes the volunteer team, giving an overview of how many people help keep things running.
You know, volunteers, they are the backbone of the pantry. This is a wonderful community. It's a community that kind of likes to help others, and we would not exist. The pantry couldn't run without volunteers. We have an 8-member board that is volunteer. We have probably 10 or 12 individuals that show up weekly to restock the shelves, and another 10 or 12 that show up on a monthly basis to help unload the trucks that the harvesters bring. We unload the pallets and bring them into the store there. And then the local churches, we have local churches that help provide volunteers that hand out the food every Thursday afternoon. Then the schools and businesses that help run food drives, they're instrumental in keeping the food stocked at the pantry. I guess I can't really put a number on it, but you can see how this truly is a community endeavor.
Dennis discusses current needs for the food pantry.
Food is always our biggest need. We can't be a food pantry without the food. Food drives are wonderful, but we do need monetary funds also, because we go out and the food that we are not able to get through food drives, we do go out and purchase from area grocery stores and Walmart, and we get, like I said, the truck that comes from Harvesters, we have to pay for the food that is on it, so our biggest need is always food, but if people want to give monetarily, that helps keep the food on the shelves also and helps pay for some of our building expenses.
And he shares the pantry's goals.
I don't know that we have any formal goals. We just want people to be able to lie down at night without feeling the pains of hunger, I guess.
Dennis highlights ways the community can get involved.
Well, like I said before, our biggest need is food, so sponsoring a food drive is always welcome. It's beneficial to our ministry. The donations of food and money are what helps us stay open so that we can feed those in need.
He explains how the community can donate.
Well, most of the people that contact the food pantry do so through Facebook. They can message us through Facebook. Don't ask me how. I'm not a Facebooker, but they can also visit with the board members. If somebody, we are also a fund listed on the Marysville Community Foundation. They can give through the foundation if they want to do that. One of our biggest fundraisers is the Pony at Marysville in the spring.
Dennis offers a heartfelt note of gratitude, encouragement, or a reminder about the importance of helping neighbors in need.
Well, I think that we're a benefit to the community, and we help some of those that can't help themselves. But this is a great community. It's a community of people that like to help others. And so I would say to the community, just keep doing the good work that God has placed on your hearts and go forward with the accomplishment of those goals. So,
a big thanks to Dennis Cashier for sharing his time and all of the work him and his team do for the community. Remember, supporting your local food pantry truly helps local families. Your generosity matters. If you would like to listen to this conversation again, you can always go to kndyradio.com. Thank you for listening. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.